to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become Olama. Yeah, you work in a traffic accident. Some idiot got himself a snoot full and rode off the road, smashed into a tree, making himself an integral part of the dashboard. You look in the window and think to yourself, of course, everybody's got to slow down. People love the blood and the guts. Nothing on the road is blocked. There's this poor guy splattered into a tree, and everybody's stopping to stare because they want to see a little guts. Some maggot goes driving by with his import. His sunroof open, he's sticking his head out of the sunroof, said, "Officer, was anyone hurt?" You say, "Yeah, this guy was," as you grab a handful of intestine and throw it inside his sunroof. Now get out of here! Maggots, maggots, maggots! Deftly, you reach through the victim's pocket, you pull out the DL. Sure enough, it's a listed number, you call a number. Yeah, hello, is this the Blauman residence? But he says, "Yeah." "You the mother of one Chauncey Blauman?" She says, "Yeah. Well, this officer Grace Minnelli. Chauncey's been in an accident. Better get down here right away." She says, "Oh my God, should I bring a wheelchair? Should I bring a stretcher?" "Yeah, bring a plastic bag, lady." You hang up the phone, you say, "Geez, I can't take this. I'm just getting too old for this. I need something to relax, man." So you call in your lunch break and you drive around where Gaggin' Annie hates out. Gaggin' Annie, yeah, buddy. She sees your squad car, she hops to the front seat eagerly. "Hey, baby, I'm glad to see you. Oh, Nelly, I am glad to see you. Oh, yes, 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 that is nice. Yeah. Well, you don't realize it, but when she hopped in the car, just so her dog won't be a problem, she tied the dog to the rear bumper. And right as she's working, you get a call. Officer needs assistance. You think, "My God," you say, "Sorry, baby," and you push her out of the car. "I gotta go." Crime is not until you're there that one of your buddies says, "Hey, look at this. Look at this back here." And just then Annie catches up with you. She's chased after your squad guard. She looks, "Look at that poor little doggy. When you took off, he dug all 4 feet into the ground and you just pulled off all 4 legs. The friction of him trying to stop just ground him right on down. So there's nothing left but the trunk. And, of course, the friction also cauterized the actual site of loss of limb. So the dog is just sitting there looking around, you know? Sitting there on his belly looking around. She rains ineffectual blows on your chest. She says, "My God, how could you? I just got that dog. I didn't even have a chance to give him a name." You look at her and say, "Well, don't bother." She says, "Why not?" You say, "Well, he ain't going to come when you call him anyway."